بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, elders, we are on the fourth or probably the fifth khutbah on this topic of challenges for 2021 and inshallah some solutions. And today I want to talk to you about one of the greatest threats that face us as the human race, but which we seem to be completely oblivious of, and that is global warming and climate change. The problem with global warming and climate change is the same problem that we have with the Akhirah. It seems to be a concept that we know to be true, but we cannot see any signs of it, and we don't know how it relates to our lives. In both cases, illa mashallah, if we were asked to show which actions in our lives demonstrate our faith in either global warming or the Akhirah, I'm not sure what we would point to. And that simply is not good enough, because reality is not dependent on belief for its existence. Reality stands by itself and it bites very hard. There are two major signs of climate change that we have seen since 2020. The catastrophic wildfires in Australia and later in California. In Australia, it is said that, estimated that 1 billion animals perished. And of course, that doesn't include insects or small reptiles or things like that, which would have completely burnt without any trace. So therefore, if you count the number of living creatures, it is much more, much higher than 1 billion. The second sign of climate change and global warming is that water now is being traded on the futures market on the California Stock Exchange, along with gold and oil. Now, if that is not enough to wake us up, then I don't know what is. And as always, I've given you all the links to the research articles in the text of this khutbah, which you will get after the khutbah is uploaded, and those of you who are not on those groups must get on with. Now, looking ahead, global warming and work on reducing carbon emissions will also shift focus away from oil and coal and nuclear to hydrogen, solar, wind energy, wave energy and hydro for power generation, transportation, manufacture and other things. Economies which became wealthy thanks to oil, coal, will experience major upheavals in their income streams when they dry up. And this will of course reflect on infrastructure, maintenance and, most importantly for people like us, on job opportunities. They say that the wars of the future will be fought over water. The EcoWatch report predicts that by the year 2064, do the sums, that's 40 years, the Amazonian rainforest would have completely disappeared, totally. Now that is some very serious bad news, because the rainforest is a carbon sink. And they say that as early as 2035, which is about how many years is that? 14 years down the road, it will convert from being a carbon sink to becoming a carbon source. Now, global warming, as I'm sure all of you must have read somewhere or know, is that when carbon dioxide and other air pollutants and greenhouse gases collect in the atmosphere and absorb sunlight and solar radiation that would have bounced off the Earth's surface, and they retain it. So it's like sleeping. There's a difference between sleeping under one thick blanket and sleeping under 20 thick blankets. And that's what's called the greenhouse effect. Now, what does this do? Scientists agree that the Earth's rising temperatures are fueling longer and hotter heat waves, more frequent droughts, heavier rainfall, and more powerful hurricanes. In 2015, for example, scientists said that an ongoing drought in California was the state's worst water shortage in 1200 years. And that was intensified up to 20% by global warming. Forests, farms, cities will face troublesome new pests, heat waves, heavy downpours, and increased flooding. All those factors which damage or destroy agriculture and fisheries. Allergies, asthma, infectious disease outbreaks will become more common due to increased growth of pollen-producing ragweed and others, and higher levels of air pollution, and the spread of conditions favorable to pathogens and mosquitoes. And this is all in the EcoWatch report. Water is an amazing and literally an out-of-this-world substance. When the earth was forming, water came to the earth in the form of a storm. Now imagine, when we're saying water, I mean every drop that exists in this on this planet in any form, on the surface or below the surface, came here from somewhere else as a storm. So imagine a storm which consists of all the water of all the oceans, all the Great Lakes, all the rivers. What kind of a humongous storm that would have been. The same water went to Mars and Venus, didn't stay there, but it stays on the Earth thanks to the distance from the Sun, thanks to the magnetic shield which protects us from solar flares and our own thick atmosphere. The water stayed there and remains in its three states: liquid, gas, and solid. Ice, water, and steam. Water is necessary for life. We are 70% of our construction is with water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he made everything from water. Another thing happened. Now remember, this water which came is literally billions of years old, and it is directly sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same water that we waste and we pollute without a thought. This is one of the oldest substances. Next time you drink a glass of water, think about that. This is, you are drinking something which is billions of years old. This is also the meaning of recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which, as I mentioned to you, cannot do without science. Another thing happened in those so-called good old days, about 4.5 to 5 billion years ago, which was a humongous collision, and that was between the planet called Theia and the Earth. The Theia was a planet which was about the same size of the Earth, and it was on what is called an intersecting orbit, and we met. Theia had a core of iron which got embedded in the Earth's core. And the mantle of Theia accreted onto the mantle of the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ. Allah said, Allah sent down, made the nuzul of iron. Now another substance that came to the earth, didn't belong here, came to the earth from wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to send it. What it also did was, this collision, it tilted the axis of the earth to a precise 23.5 degrees. Not 24, not 23, 23 and a half. Precision of half a degree. Now, why is that important? Because that's what gives us our seasons. Summer, winter, all this beautiful fall that we have here in this part of the world where people come from other parts to see the fall colors. There would be no fall, there would be no winter, there would be no summer. What would happen is that every time the earth faced the sun, that part of the earth would have scorching temperatures. And I'm saying scorching, just imagine, Venus has that, and the surface temperature on Venus can melt lead. You're not talking about just heat. You're talking about heat which will completely annihilate any form of life. And then when the earth turns and the part now faces away from the sun, will have freezing temperatures. And again, I'm not talking about cold like one jacket. I'm talking about cold which completely destroys life. 23 and a half degrees. Now, why am I telling you this? It's not a science story. I'm saying this to you because in our lives, we have storms and we have collisions. The storm or the collision, on the surface of it, if I ask you, is a storm a good thing or a bad thing, what would anybody say? If I ask you a collision, is it a good thing or a bad thing, what would you say? But what does it actually turn out to be? So the storms and the collision in our lives, we need to look at them with that perspective about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said it is possible that something you like, there is harm for you in it, and something you dislike, there is benefit for you in it, and Allah knows that you don't know. Now this is the meaning of رِضَى بِالْقَضَىٰ. Not just accepting, because we have to accept. What else will you do? The issue is not just accepting, but to be pleased and to be happy about the rida of Allah. Not only when it is something we like, but when it is something which we find painful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to see the reality of His rahmah and of His mercy and of His grace behind whatever happens to us in this life, and to recognize that and to thank Him for it, and to be pleased with His qadr. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let me remind myself and you the importance of sending salat and salam on Rasulullah ﷺ, durood on Rasulullah ﷺ all the time, but especially on this day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. And in the hadith, Nabi ﷺ said that the one who sends salat and salam on me one time, Allah will send blessing on that person 10 times. 1 time to 10 times. Can global warming be halted? Can we turn the clock back? In theory, the answer is yes, but in practice, it remains to be seen what our leaders will do, because a lot of initiatives need international agreements, collaboration, and enforcement. Whether there is the political will to do it or not remains to be seen. The effects of global warming are potentially catastrophic, and once we go over the edge, they are irreversible. It's a case of what is called Seneca's cliff. Takes a long time to get to the top, but once you go over the top, you come down very rapidly, and that is catastrophic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us intelligence and resources and the knowledge to use them in positive, constructive ways, but we human beings chose to follow our greed. And we refused to recognize that we were destroying our own home in our scramble to make as much money as possible, irrespective of the cost. Cost there is, believe me, it's not free. And when payment time comes, we will pay in ways that are very painful. New diseases and pathogens and droughts, especially violent storms, flooding of coastal areas, destroying cities, are all among those payment terms. We're going through one right now as we speak, and that's why we are sitting like this in the masjid with masks. If we do not learn even with this, then Allah only knows when we will learn, because none of this, everything which comes, every successive thing which comes is more severe than what was before. Just reflect our own history, you know this. Every new thing which comes is more severe than what we endured before. Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi says, if this dunya was not a station of tests, it would not be filled with sickness and filth. If life was not about hardship, then the prophets and the pious people would have lived the most comfortable of lives. But no, Adam alayhi salam suffered test after test until he left the dunya. Nuh alayhi salam wept for 300 years. Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into a pit of fire and later told to slaughter his son. Yaqub alayhi salam cried until he became blind. Musa alayhi salam challenged Fir'aun and was tested by his people. Isa alayhi salam had no provision except the morsels that his disciples provided him with. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam met poverty with patience. His uncle, one of the most beloved relatives to him, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, was slain and mutilated, and the people of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disbelieved in him. The list of prophets and the pious and their tests goes on and on. They were all tested severely, yet they all thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens to us happens because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it for us. To be pleased with it, Rida bil Qada, is an article of our faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about his tests and the attitude of the mu'mineen towards them, where he said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, which all of us know, he said, and certainly we shall test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and the fruits of your labor. But give glad tidings to the sabirin, the people who have patience, who have sabr, who when afflicted with calamity, they say, truly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong, and truly to him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, the blessings from their Rabb, and they are those who receive his mercy, and it is they who are rightly guided. I ask myself and you, what would we as believers say if we were asked what we are prepared to pay for Allah's mercy and blessing, and to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself as our witness that we are rightly guided? This is not a matter of somebody's belief about you. It's not even a matter of your own belief. It's not a matter of saying, I think this Allah himself saying that. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahmah wa ulaika humul muhtadun. They are the rightly guided ones. Who's saying that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. What is the price? What will you and I pay for it? And what did Allah tell us? And what did Allah test us with? any hardship, we don't complain, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, we become mustahak of this bashara. This is the reward of sabr and shukr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us sabirin wa shakirin. Now, solutions. What must we do to deal with the challenges of climate change? Number one, limit use of fossil fuels by using cleaner energy. Drive less, walk, cycle. Don't have a car. Best advice. Support activism and fight climate change. Any activism that's doing that, fight, support them. Reduce your own carbon footprint. Use public transport, bike, walk, instead of driving your car. And as I said, have no car at all. We don't need one. There is Uber, there is public transport. Allah gave you two legs. Limit the amount of meat you eat, because if cattle were a nation, they would be number three in greenhouse gas emission. The number two, the other two, first and second, are China and America. And cattle as a nation is number three. Point number three for young people, deciding on career choices. Forget about becoming doctors and engineers or something, or usual engineers. Enough doctors. Primary career choice, artificial intelligence. In Abu Dhabi, they have set up a university of artificial intelligence, and they are inviting people with a good bachelor's to come for MSc and PhD, for which they are giving you a stipend and free education. Apply and go. Artificial intelligence, career choices. Environmental sciences, ecology conservation, forestry wildlife service, astronomy, avionics, technology, avionics technology for space research, water conservation technology, all are sunrise career choices today. And finally, and most importantly, law, politics, and banking. International law, environmental law, human rights law, Islamic banking. Not interest-based banking. Islamic banking and politics. It's critical that if you want to initiate significant change, you must be in areas where that happens and where it can be influenced. If you are not in that area, it does not matter how much money you are making. You cannot influence change. You have to be in the right place. And the right place is politics and law and banking. Law is where legislation is designed and defined. Politicians table that legislation and convert it into law. Lawyers, once again in the courts, interpret that law and reinforce it. Money is the lubricant that powers the whole system. We need in those places muttaqoon, people who believe and are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who are conscious of their accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need people who are ethical and moral and highly knowledgeable experts. Only such people can bring about changes to spread goodness all around without fear or favor, to benefit all those who live on the earth, which is the maqsad, which is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us onto this earth. My brothers and sisters, it is not enough to simply sit around and complain or claim lack of understanding. It is critical to understand and to learn how to influence the system to make it beneficial, especially for those who need support and protection. And remember, it takes three generations to create change. We are already way too late. We must change how we educate, what we teach, how we teach it, and who teaches it. We must invest time and energy and resources, and above all, tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, to try to create a world that will be a worthy legacy of our passing. Because to live is not merely to draw breath. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. آمين يا رب العالمين. Two duas. One is for our brother Abdullah's uncle Barakasha, who is in a serious critical condition. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give him shifa kamila wa ajila, to take away his pain, to take away whatever he is suffering from, and to give him relief. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, we made dua last week for a lady who was in a critical condition in Boston, in hospital. We continue to make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should cure her completely and bring her home back to her family. And a request from me and Dr. Ali for dua for our mother-in-law who passed away. For may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus bi ghairi hisab inshaAllah. Ya ibadallah, rahimakumullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.